I'm here today with Artistic Director Ben Gudbrandsen and a lead brass instructor Craig Freeman from Kalamazoo Kids in Tune. Over the years, you may have heard some interviews with different leaders from this program. It is an after-school program for young kids to learn music on orchestral instruments, and it's great to check in once in a while because it keeps changing. Ben and Craig, thank you for joining me this morning, and I hope that you'll do lots of talking to make up for my scratchy voice today.
Thanks, Kara.
Thanks for having us.
I'd also like to point out that Craig is a voice you've heard plenty of times on WMUK as a producer of Weekend Let's Hear It. So it's good to talk to you face to face.
It's good to be on the other side of things.
Kalamazoo Kids in Tune. When did it begin? A summer program? I thought this was a school year situation.
Yeah, so at Kids in Tune, we just celebrated, I believe, our eighth season this last school year. And, you know, it kind of started as a bit of a grassroots program at the school. It started actually as like a cello club after school, and then eventually just grew into the full orchestral program that it is today. But pretty early on, they started out with a summer program. I believe probably in its second or third season. So for the majority of our time, we've also run a summer program. And summer programming happens Monday through Thursday for 6 weeks throughout the summer. So we usually start somewhere around the last week of June and usually run until about the first week of August.
The word consistency and reliability is coming to mind here, because in music training and also in being a child, having something there regularly is an absolute value to their lives. Could you expand on that a little bit, maybe, Craig?
Yeah, certainly. I think as a former music education major, and I spent some time teaching in the public schools, summer tends to be a dry spell for students in music and practicing. There's so many other different camps to compete with summer camps and sports camps that music tends to get overlooked sometimes. So you know, one of the good things about Kids in Tune is it's so immersive during the school year and the consistency is there. The summer program really is great at continuing that. And we still immerse them in music, and there's lots of field trips, and it's really it's good to keep their skills up for the year, and then also their interest is up, and we certainly keep them busy during the school year.
And it's fun too in the summer because it can be a bit more of a free and more of an experimental time. So a lot of times in the summer, like we always keep our regular programming of orchestra, chamber music, and lessons. But then we also try to expand on that a little bit during the summer, just offering different types of classes, as many trips out into the community as possible, which are always interesting because, like, essentially we have six or seven rehearsals before, like, go perform in the community somewhere, which is always a fun challenge. Also in the summertime, kids are just coming to you like really fresh and excited. During the school year, our programming always happens after school, and naturally after a full day of school, you meet in the afternoon, kids are naturally tired. And so they come to summer program with a bit more energy and just like a fresh perspective on playing their instruments. Which always means that summer is a very productive time of growth and allows us to enter the school year with really some fresh wings.
Before we get any further, let's talk about the two public events that where the public can see the kids together performing as an orchestra. One is tomorrow, and where and when is that going to be?
Yeah, so the gig tomorrow is at the Portage Public Library, and let's see. Kara, I don't even have that time pulled up.
I have it.
What time
down
is
here.
It, Kara? Help me out.
Ben, you're going to want to be there a little before 1 p.m. 1 p.m. is the beginning of the concert.
Thank you. Yeah, so we're playing at the Portage Public Library. It's always a fun event. I believe it's just part of their normal summer programming for the community there. And yeah, we'll perform all sorts of different music. We'll have some numbers from Pictures at an Exhibition. We'll have different chamber groups performing pieces that they've been working on with their private instructors. And then we also have a little jazz ensemble that Mr. Craig has started this summer. And I think they'll probably be making their official public debut with two tunes that he's been working on with them.
I remember your arrangements for the Kalamazoo Brass Collective were pretty awesome, pretty out there. So yeah. Did you come up with something new for the kids?
It's honestly, jazz has always been a passion of mine. I'll be the first to admit that I'm not a seasoned jazz musician. And I kind of combine my love of jazz with opportunity, I suppose.
Sure.
And Ben approached me earlier saying that he was interested in starting a jazz ensemble, and I put my two cents in, and
suddenly you were teaching.
Yeah, strong arm.
It's funny how it kind of happened, because Liz Euchre, our executive director at the Kalamazoo Symphony, she approached me sometime towards the end of the school year and was like, I think that we should offer an extra 45 minutes of Kids in Tune this summer. I think the kids would like a little bit more time. And she basically said, like, what are you going to program? Like, figure out something creative for this time. So I approached Paul Bauer, who runs Small Sounds, and he is our percussion instructor and also just like a creative genius. And so I was like, Paul, I need some help. I have a few ideas, but like, what should we do here? And between the two of us, we decided that some sort of jazz or folk music or something along those lines that was different than what we normally do, that we should use this time for that. And I think Craig like heard us talking about it in the hallway and like sat in on an initial meeting. And then literally before we knew it, like the following Monday, Craig was teaching the class. And so Paul and I are just there jamming as kind of, you know, in the ensemble, but Mr. Craig's running the show.
It's really a great opportunity to teach them about different styles of music. Paul, again, as Ben said, is a creative mastermind with this, and we're team teaching, and really it's great to have a couple teachers out there in the classroom and reinforcing the things that I'm introducing, and Ben is jamming on the piano, reinforcing a lot of things. And
which I'm not a pianist.
But that's the fun of it. You get to stretch yourself that way, too.
Yeah.
I'd like to take a moment to promote Craig's conversation with Paul Bauer, a Small Sounds feature that we produced a few months ago, or 2 months maybe. And it's on our website, wmuk.org. You can hear his music. And what I found fascinating is, you know, why kids music? He explained it, his original songs are really fantastic.
He has a real passion for working with kids, and a gift too. And I kind of come across as very, I don't know, what's the word? Boring sometimes.
No,
Mr. Craig. And Mr. Paul kind of balances me out, so it's good. It's good to work with him.
Craig Freeman is a WMUK guest producer and a brass instructor with Kalamazoo Kids in Tune. And Ben Goodbrinson is the artistic director of Kalamazoo Kids in Tune. During the school year, it's an after-school program. Starts with a snack, a little homework help, and then you get some music. You put that instrument in your hands and learn both one-on-one with an instructor, and you get to join in a group and play together under Ben's conducting and instruction. The activity involved here is growth in of many different kinds. And over these 8 years or so, I think you've seen some results, some yeah. interesting outcomes.
Yeah, it's been really cool because at Kids in Tune, we really try to approach music education from like a really holistic standpoint. It's not just about coming to Kids in Tune and learning how to play the violin, but it's coming to Kids in Tune and becoming part of this family at Kids in Tune, developing meaningful, deep relationships with your teachers and your peers, experiencing the struggle and the challenge of learning an instrument from an early age, learning how to like push through those tough times, and then feeling really successful as the end product, you know, to really be able to celebrate this journey of going through the whole process and coming out the other side with a really great end product together, together as an ensemble. We really have started to see some of the fruits of the process now that we have students that are entering 10th grade at this point. This year, we sent one of our first students, actually the first student from Kids in Tune, has been participating at seminar here at Western for the last couple weeks. She's an excellent young flute player. One of our high school clarinetists was just accepted in the Junior Symphony. And a lot of young middle school kids who are really, really on fire right now. Throughout all of Kalamazoo Public Schools, and so it's really fun to see these kids really starting to take off. You know, elementary school, you put in a lot of legwork at the elementary school, but it's really that sixth, seventh, eighth grade years when you really start to see them blossom.
I like this passion that's yeah. building. The Kalamazoo Kids in Tune Orchestra will be presenting a free concert tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Portage Public Library, and downtown on the mall, the concert is Thursday, I believe. Or is it Wednesday?
No, it's Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday this week, we'll be performing downtown on the mall, and that concert is from 11:45 to 12:15. So if you work anywhere downtown area, it'd be a great time to come down, visit us during your lunch break, get some delicious food that's down there, and watch us play outside. It will be the same concert, more or less, that we're presenting at Portage Public Library, just on this end of town.
I noticed that you can follow Kalamazoo Kids in Tune on Facebook if you're a Facebook user. There's a website for Kalamazoo Kids in Tune. And we haven't mentioned yet that Kalamazoo Kids in Tune, this program, was created with three entities. And now it's basically a partnership of the Kalamazoo Symphony and Kalamazoo Public Schools.
Yeah, so we're a partnership between Kalamazoo Public Schools and the Symphony. The Symphony is kind of the mothership, which steers and provides the funding for the program. And Kalamazoo Public Schools offers us busing and facilities and just general support. A lot of our staff are teachers at KPS, myself included. And yeah, it's a great program, a great partnership, and we really look forward to how we can continue to work together in the future.
Craig, some of your teaching instructor colleagues are really outstanding musicians. Who are some of the people you teach with there?
Yeah, it's great to work with a lot of the musicians of the Kalamazoo Symphony, and. I want to call him Mr. G because that's what we call him.
But
Ben is great at really reminding all of our students how lucky we are to have such great teachers. So working alongside principal of the Kalamazoo Symphony, for example, Kip Hickman.
Right, trombone.
Principal oboe, principal clarinetist. It's really a gift to work with so many other great musicians and not only work with them, but the students get to play beside these people. I think that's really important too when you have that model of what a good sound should be like, how you should carry yourself in rehearsal. And, you know, these are things that a lot of students don't learn until a later age. And especially playing in an orchestral setting is really important too. And I think Ben mentioned this in class a couple times, like there are very few orchestras at this level, or sorry, middle school orchestras in the state of Michigan. And
that are symphonic orchestras.
Symphonic, thank you. So getting to do this and play with great musicians is a really great opportunity for a lot of the kids.
The assistant conductor of the KSO, Daniel Breyer. I have seen his face down at the rehearsal room a number of times. So
yeah, Daniel's been a really integral part of the programming since he came to Kalamazoo. He's been a lead strings instructor with us, showing up to program nearly every single day on top of all of his busy programming at the symphony. And this year he's going to kind of be transitioning into like a guest conductor role at with Kids in Tune. So we'll bring him in for probably like a series in the midst of our concert programming, just so that the kids can get a fresh voice in there and a fresh perspective on their progress. And he's also got a music education background and just a wizard in front of the kids.
You just mentioned that the Kalamazoo Kids in Tune Orchestra is the youngest symphonic orchestra in Michigan, and I'm wondering if this level of instructing and basic guidance happens in very many other places. Programs like this were established in Baltimore, I know.
Yeah, so in the state of Michigan, we are one of the more established El Sistema-inspired orchestras. But certainly at the public school level, Michigan is has astonishingly good public education programs for, like, especially in the orchestra world. Across the country, really. A lot of our public schools are models of what to strive for. But within the public school realm, the ability to perform symphonic literature in a symphonic setting at an elementary and middle school level is pretty unheard of. We are part of this El Sistema-inspired orchestra movement across the country, and it's really becoming very popular. For the last 2 years, have been going down to Goshen, Indiana, and bringing kids down there for a two-day seminario, which is a time for all of the programs in the Great Lakes region to come together, and for 2 days, they really spend their entire 2 days intensively studying new repertoire with new students from programs like ours. This last year we had, we just went down in June, and there was programs from Chicago, Elkhart, Indiana, Fort Wayne, Detroit, Pontiac. So there's really a lot of programs that have come up recently.
Yeah.
But we were
kind of
on the leading edge.
Yeah, so you must get a lot of calls, you know, how did you make this work?
Which is funny because we're such a small community. And so there's a lot of programs that started after us, which have grown to be much, much bigger because they're in huge metropolitan areas. It is fun to receive those emails. And it's sort of humbling too, because it's like, oh, we're just, you know, Kids in Tune from Kalamazoo, Michigan, but people know we've been around for a while.
Again, I'm with Ben Goodbrinson and Craig Freeman from Kalamazoo Kids in Tune, and the orchestra will perform some familiar tunes from Pictures at an Exhibition and more at the Portage Public Library at 1 o'clock tomorrow, and on Thursday on the Mall starting at 11:45 a.m. And these programs are about 30 minutes of music, and they feature some full ensemble pieces and then some smaller pieces. And we're going to hear a little bit of jazz as well.
And Kara, if you're interested in more than a half hour with us, we also have our annual community play day coming up. And that's on Wednesday, July 31st. And so community play day is something we've been doing for a while at Kids in Tune, which is an awesome opportunity for any musician of any age in the Kalamazoo area to come rehearse with us in the morning, have a picnic lunch with us, and then we have an informal concert in the afternoon. But if you want to sit right alongside with us and perform and play with these awesome kids, that's your chance.
How many keys of penny whistles will I need to bring for this?
Well, we're a crazy diverse orchestra, so whichever key you want, we probably have a part that will work, Kara.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, any final thoughts on this week's public performances by the Kalamazoo Kids in Tune Orchestra? Greg?
Something I failed to mention earlier is, and the summer program really is great for this. We have lots of performance opportunities, and it kind of mirrors what it's like to be a professional musician.
Gigging.
And yeah, there sometimes we'll, you know, in a traditional setting, you only have one or two concerts a year, but the kids are playing very quickly. We put music in their hands, and a week later, they're performing. So it's great to mirror that real world experience. And
yeah, and just like gigs tend to pop up last minute too, we get a lot of requests for like instrument petting zoos that are in 4 days, and so the kids have become really accustomed to being flexible, and without fail we put something on our Facebook page, and hey, we have a petting zoo coming up Friday of this week hypothetically. and sure enough, we get 4 to 10 kids that show up without fail every time. Yeah.
Well, parents must be involved in transportation and busing.
But the kids are also, especially at the middle and high school level, they're so invested in the program, they find their own way to get there. Even if their parents are busy, they are very accustomed at taking the city bus or hitching rides with friends, and they never make excuses. If they want to be there, they find a way to be there. So,
Well, it's been great catching up with Kalamazoo Kids in Tune. Ben Goodbrinson, enjoy conducting on Tuesday and Thursday. And Craig, are you going to be blowing the trombone with the kids?
I'll be sitting alongside all the kids playing.
Okay. We'll see you there. And why don't we finish with a recording I've been very excited to share these last few weeks since we received it. It's a collection of pieces, some brand new, that were written for flute, clarinet, and orchestra. And on this recording, it's the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra, Alan Tinkham conducting. And the two featured artists are brothers DeMar and Anthony McGill. We know Anthony in Kalamazoo as someone who has come to perform as a, you know, he's a brilliant professional clarinetist, but he's also stopped in at the schools as well.
Yeah, really generous man. I mean, he's come in and worked with us twice at this point, and the kids just absolutely love every time he stops by.
Okay, and today he's the New York Philharmonic principal, clarinetist. So we will hear, oh, and his brother DeMar is principal flutist of the Seattle Symphony. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Talented family.
Winged Creatures, the name of this new piece by Michael Abels, written for DeMar and Anthony McGill, and in this wonderful new recording, joined by the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra, Alan Tinkham recording, conducting rather.